An American Viewpoint 12.
Hotel charges are one case where I think Japan gets it wrong. The American way of charging by the room and not by the number of people is based on the simple assumption that most people either travel as a pair or alone. Cases of groups larger than a family of four traveling together are so rare that they are not even worth considering. So the idea of packing 10 people into a room with many people sleeping on the floor is unlikely. In America, there are far fewer end-of-the-year school trips by school kids than in Japan, and seminar trips like you mentioned are unheard of. And as you've stated, hotels post room capacity in the hotel. That's enough to prevent people from abusing the policy. In Japan, on the other hand, paying per person for a room just seems like a money grab. If two people are traveling together, a couple, for example, then it always looks like the hotel is penalizing them. Just charge one price for the room and be done with it, even if that price is based on double occupancy. Ironically, Love Hotels in Japan charge by the room and not by the number of occupants, because the assumption is that you will be at the hotel with someone and not there alone. This makes sense. So why can't regular hotels in Japan do this? I'm guessing it's because they can make more money by charging per person. And that's what frustrates travelers from overseas most. They are looking for affordable accommodation. In return, they feel like they are being gouged by hotel owners. Much of the world bases hotel prices on the room, as American hoteliers do. It seems to me that Japan is the outlier. The situation probably won't change soon. But personally, I would prefer to pay for the room. It should not matter whether I'm alone or traveling with someone. If you want to base your room price on two people, that's fine. But one price, even for two people, is better than one price for one person and two times that for two. That's simply silly.